Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this 25th episode of Frank's Music Free-for-All Podcast. This is the show where I play what I like, and I like what I play. 25 episodes. I'm kind of surprised I even got to 25 episodes, because I had taken a long time off, and, now I'm finally back. After there was a year there where I didn't do any episodes, and then I did the two-year anniversary edition, and, which was the video podcast. And now here I am at 25 episodes, and I'm happy to be here, and let's hope for 25 more. As always, you can always contact me at frankpodcast.tk, which is our website, where you can download the episodes, you can subscribe to the podcast, and you can download the playlist to go with the episodes. There's also frankpodcast@gmail.com, my email address, where I'm always available for suggestions, comments, requests, anything like that. On AIM, there's the Frank Podcast screen name, where you can chat with me. I'm on pretty frequently. And then, of course, there's the new addition, which is the Twitter, twitter.com/frankpodcast. And I post updates there regularly about when new episodes will be coming out. So please follow me on Twitter, you'll always be up to date on what's going on with Frank's Music Free-for-All Podcast. Before I delve into the music for this episode, I want to give a quick shout-out to the ladies at the Chic Geek podcast. Faith and Kai were kind enough to give me a little plug on their podcast, on their episode 11, and on their website as well. You can find them at chicgeekpodcast.blogspot.com. They run a great podcast talking about all kinds of great things going on in movies and TV and... I've been talking with them on Twitter a lot lately, and they've been getting me into lots of different movies and TV shows that I've always kind of wanted to check out, but never really had enough people pushing me to see it. So talking to them, I've kind of gone over the edge and watched a lot of stuff, and they're a lot of fun to talk to. Their podcast is awesome. Listen to all 11 episodes. I listened to the first 10 just in about 3 days. It's addicting. It's really addicting. So please check out chicgeekpodcast.blogspot.com and give them a listen. All right. Well, on to the music. That's the reason we're all here, isn't it? The first song I've got today is the first song off of one of my favorite albums. This is Genesis, and it's off their album A Trick of the Tail. It's one of my favorite Genesis albums, one of my favorite albums of all time, because, first of all, it was their first Genesis album after Peter Gabriel had left, but it's still, the music still sounds pretty much the same style, that is, as it had during Peter Gabriel's time with the band, because they were still in the same frame of mind. But throughout the course of the album, you see sort of some changes starting to happen. It's a very different album, and I don't mean different, just different than other Genesis music. I mean it's different than anything I've ever heard. It's probably the most acoustic progressive rock album I've ever heard. And this song isn't necessarily representative of that, but the album as a whole is like that. This song is called Dance on a Volcano, and it's the opening track. It's incredible. I don't think there's a better way to open an album than with this track. So I think it makes a great opening for a podcast. So here's Genesis with Dance on a Volcano.
Thank you. crosses are blue. You're freshly made it through. Out of the night and out of the dark, into the fire and into the fight, where that's the way the heroes go. A cracking mother, blazing heart, the molten rock, still down over the land. And the love is the lover who licks your boots away. Hey. You don't want to boil as well, but you better start the dance. Do you want to dance? Music's playing, the notes are right. Put your left foot first, let you into the light. The edge of this city, the edge of the world. Think that you're gonna cross. Better start doing it right. Better start doing it right.
Dance on a Volcano by Genesis. I cannot explain in words how much I love this song, because it just, because to me it invokes the rest of the album. It reminds me of the rest of the album, and I have so much fun listening to that album. Every time I put it on, I have a hard time listening to just one song. In fact, later today I might have to put on the whole album. I have a hard time just listening to one song from that album, because they lead into each other, for me, they lead into each other so fluidly that to me it's like looking at only one part of a painting. You want to see the whole thing, you can't just look at one section. So that song really makes me want to hear the full album, and I always encourage people, you know, don't just listen to my podcast. If you like something you hear, go out and buy it. Go out and find it and buy it. And Genesis is definitely one band that I have played many times on this show, because they're probably my second or third favorite band after the Beatles. So, you know, definitely give them a listen and support
sure
them.
You'll love what you hear.
Okay, well, the next song on the agenda here is one that I've picked out because it was stuck in my head recently. I could not get it out of my head. This is a song written by Simon and Garfunkel, but they never recorded it in the studio. They did play it live, and there is a live recording of them performing this song. It's called Red Rubber Ball, but it was made famous by a band called The Circle. C-Y-R-K-L-E. The Circle. And they recorded this song awesome, awesome song, awesome recording. I love the Simon and Garfunkel version of it as well, the live version. But I've decided to go with the Circle version just because it's a little more fleshed out. The Simon and Garfunkel version is just acoustic, just the two of them singing along with an acoustic guitar, which I love, and that's their thing. But this song is so well produced that I felt I had to play this version. If you want to hear it, the Simon and Garfunkel version, you can find it on their album Old Friends. Old Friends. But I'm going to play the Circle version. This is called Red Rubber Ball. And it's just a fun little song written by Paul Simon. But it's so catchy. I could not get it out of my head for over a week, maybe 2 weeks. So please enjoy Red Rubber Ball by The Circle.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Such an amazing song by The Circle, Red Rubber Ball. Paul Simon, a master songwriter, but these guys really nailed this song. It's a different arrangement, very different arrangement from the Simon and Garfunkel version that I've heard. But I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's such a happy, up-tempo song. And it's a simple, like I said before, it's a very simple song. Not very complex, but still, I love it. And I really hope you did too, because it's seriously becoming one of my favorite Simon and Garfunkel songs. And I've never even heard a produced version of it by them. So I just really love this song, and I really hope you did too, because it's amazing. Now, a band that I've played in the past, once or twice at the most, is Badfinger. They were discovered by the Beatles. I've told the story before. They were discovered by the Beatles, and they were put on the Beatles record label, Apple. And they recorded, they're most famous for their song, Come and Get It. If you want it, here it is, come and get it. Which is a great song, written for them by Paul McCartney, by the way. But this is something that they did on their own. They were still on the Apple label, but this is something they wrote on their own. They were a Welsh band. And I don't know that many Welsh groups, to be perfectly honest. I'm not familiar with too many Welsh, famous Welsh pop groups or rock groups. Badfinger had a kind of a rough career. They've come back and forth. A couple of members died. One or two of them committed suicide. It was a very, very weird existence for this group. But the music that they were able to produce is phenomenal, and they're a great group, one of my favorites. This is one of my favorite songs by them. It's called Baby Blue. It's very much of that of the time, of the late 60s and the early 70s. It fits that profile. I think it's from 1972, and it's a really good sample of their material. If you're interested in finding a new group that is kind of obscure, this is a good place to go. So here's Badfinger with Baby Blue. Baby Blue by Badfinger. Amazing song. My favorite part of the song is probably the line, "Special love I have for you, my baby blue." Right there, the sound at that part, every time it comes up, just makes me smile. I love it so much. Amazing sound from this band. And it's really, like I said, it sounds like a song from that time because of the way it was recorded, but their sound, their style, the sound of the instruments and the voices coming together is something that I associate with Badfinger uniquely. So, as I said before, if you're looking for a kind of an obscure band to get into, this would be a great place to start, because Badfinger is like a hidden secret, one of the best kept secrets of rock. And at the time, they weren't really a secret, but now they are, especially for people of my generation, people born in the late 80s and the early 90s. Those of us in our teens and early 20s, we're not aware of, most people aren't aware of these kinds of bands. And I think Badfinger is a group that really more people should look into, because you will love what you'll find. And I really sincerely mean that. On the other side of that coin, though, is somebody who I think has been enjoying a kind of rebirth among people of my generation. And that's Billy Joel. At least around here. Now, I'm from New York, and he's a Long Islander, so maybe I'm just perceiving that because he is a local guy. But he just recently, over the summer, played the last shows at Shea Stadium before it closed, and now it's going to be demolished. He has been very successful with people of my age, my peer group, and I don't know why. Now, I don't mean that to mean he doesn't deserve it, because he absolutely does. I just mean I wonder what sparked it. I don't know if it's just his music being played on the radio more, or if his music is more readily available on the internet or in record stores, CD stores, music stores, whatever. I'm not sure why, but I'm glad that it's happening, because he's great. And his people who influenced him are among my favorite musicians as well. So I think that people might listen to him and then say, well, what makes this guy so unique? Who did he listen to? And then they might go back and listen to older artists, even older artists, and find this great music that they've been missing out on all this time. So I love that people are so into Billy Joel right now. One of my favorite songs by him, which I hadn't heard in a long time, I was familiar with this song, Everybody Loves You Now. It's a very popular song of his, but it's not among the, like, five most popular, I wouldn't say. You know, like Piano Man or Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, things like that. But it was a hit. It was a very popular song. And I hadn't heard it in a couple of years. And then I was flipping through the channels on my TV last weekend, and I saw on PBS a Billy Joel concert, and this song came on. And I don't remember the last time I heard it. It must have been 2 or 3 years ago, if not more. But it's a phenomenal song. And it's very Billy Joel. I mean, there's no mistaking this is a Billy Joel song. So please enjoy Everybody Loves You Now by Billy Joel.
At home when you don't want to go, only speak to those who will agree.
Billy Joel with Everybody Loves You Now. I love Billy Joel's writing style. The guitars, first of all, it starts with those great acoustic guitars. Then the piano comes in. And, of course, he's the piano man. He's a master of rock piano. And which is, you know, oddly enough, tangent here, he doesn't think he's that great a pianist. He doesn't think he's a very good piano player. He actually, he wrote some classical piano pieces, and he didn't think that he was good enough to play them, to record them. I don't really understand how he could have written them if he can't play them, but whatever. He decided that he wasn't good enough to play them, so he had someone else record them on the album he put out. And it's all his music. He wrote it all. He just wouldn't play it because he didn't think he was good enough. Interesting. Interesting how he does. And he doesn't think he's a very good singer either. He's got a thing against his own voice. He's very insecure about it, which I think is very strange because he's probably one of the most iconic voices in rock and roll. So he was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and everything. Very strange that he doesn't have a very high opinion of his performing abilities. But I do. I love Billy Joel. I would love to see him. I'm sad that I haven't seen him. But one day I'm gonna see him in concert. That's one of my goals. It's one of the people I've got to see, while, you know, while I still can. And this song is just classic Billy Joel. And when I heard it a week or two ago on that PBS special, I was so happy to hear it again because it had been so long. I'd almost forgotten about it. I hadn't thought of it, and it was just great to hear again. So, great stuff. Great stuff from Billy Joel. I recently found out that The Kinks are now on iTunes. The Kinks were a great band from the 60s, British invasion group, and I'm really glad they're on iTunes because they need to be out there. I heard some people where I go to school mentioning it, and it occurred to me the Kinks would be a really great band, like, for people to get into in college. A lot of people have, I talked about this on the last episode with my friend Vin, a lot of people have their college band. People get into Bob Dylan, very often Bob Dylan. Vin was saying how he was getting into the Velvet Underground. I think the Kinks would be a great college band, a great band for people to get into in college. They're already famous for the song Lola, and I played another one of their songs once. I think I played the song To the Bone, which was a later song that they had done. But the song that I'm about to play, Sunny Afternoon, reminds me, it has a special significance for me because I first heard it about 3 years ago. Hard to believe it's been 3 years. But about 3 years ago, when I was about to go on a trip to Europe, and the day that I went to the American Express office to exchange my money before I left, I heard the song on the radio for the first time, and it was, and I was like, wow, I really love this. And I already knew the Kinks, but I just didn't know this song. So this is a really great song for me. Reminds me of a fun time. So I just wanted to play it for you, and here it is, Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. Live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
car and gone back to her ma and pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cool beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
The Kinks with Sunny Afternoon. What an amazing song. Reminds me again of a great time. And I love the kind of folk sound that they have. Kind of folk, rock, a little blues even. A great amalgamation of different styles that produces an amazing new style. And that's one of my favorite things to present on this show, and I do it a lot. Taking a hodgepodge of different styles and creating something new out of it. It fascinates me, it really does. Because it takes a really talented person to see how different pieces can fit together even though they don't look like they should. So that's one thing I love about this song, about this group in general. And that's why I wanted to play it for you. A group that I really love, but I haven't played them for a while. I don't play them very much on the show, probably because I feel like if I started, I would flood the show with their stuff. That would be U2. U2, of course, very popular right now. I'm hearing whispers of a new album coming out in the near future, which makes me very happy. I loved their last album. In fact, I'm going to be playing a song off their last album, which came out in 2005, called How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. The song is Miracle Drug. This album was filled with great stuff. Their best stuff in years, in my opinion. I wasn't a fan of the last couple of albums that had come out. This one really made me happy. I felt like U2 was back. Miracle Drug is like my second or third favorite song from the album. Bono's vocals are great. The edge on guitar, awesome. Everything comes together. The members of the band come together to create a great album, and this is a great song from that album. So here, for your listening pleasure, is U2 with Miracle Drug.
I want a trip inside your head. Spend the day there. Hear the things you haven't said and see what you might see. I wanna hear you when you call. Do you feel anything at all? I wanna see your thoughts take shape and work right out. Freedom has a scent like the top. Smile.
an awesome song by U2, Miracle Drug, from their album How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which I highly recommend, by the way. And that is, like I said, second or third favorite song from that album. The favorite song would have to be Vertigo, the single. Great, great stuff. I often forget how great U2 is. I kind of take them for granted. But I really love them. I'm going to try and play them a little more, because I think more people need to listen to them. But now, as you can all attest to, the band that I play the most on this show is the Beatles. So it's time for the Beatles Song of the Week.
If there's anything I can do, just call on me, and I'll send it along with love from me to you. To you. To you. To you.
All right, this week's Beatles song is something that I think is a milestone song in the history of music, not just in the Beatles, but of music in general. Most people credit the Beatles with starting the psychedelic movement, but they will say that the psychedelic movement began with the Sgt. Pepper album. I take issue with that. I think the psychedelic movement began with the song that I'm about to play. It's called Tomorrow Never Knows. It's the last track, the final track from the Revolver album, which I've said before is one of my probably two or three favorite albums. Revolver is the transition between the old kind of poppy Beatle music to the serious psychedelic stuff that people love so much. From the beginning of Revolver, you have the song Taxman, and you have Here, There, and Everywhere. You have very popular songs. But then, gradually, as the album goes on, and I don't think this was intentional, I think this is just the way it developed. And this goes for the Rubber Soul album as well. I think if you play Rubber Soul and then Revolver back-to-back in one sitting, you will hear a definite change between the beginning of Rubber Soul and the end of Revolver. Huge changes going on there. Rubber Soul begins with Drive My Car. Then you have Michelle is also on that album. And then you have Taxman on Revolver. And then Here, There, and Everywhere, somewhere in the middle. And then the last song on Revolver is Tomorrow Never Knows. And this is where it's just the Beatles have gone psychedelic, unmistakably. And in my opinion, more people need to recognize that and acknowledge it publicly, because it's sort of been forgotten. Everyone just sort of marks Sgt. Pepper as the first psychedelic album. And maybe it's the first psychedelic album, but this is, as I see it, the first psychedelic song. What do you think? Listen, here is Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Tomorrow Never Knows by the Beatles, what I think is the first psychedelic song. Do you see what I mean? If you're not familiar with that song, can you understand what I mean? Because that comes directly before Sgt. Pepper. That was the last song on Revolver, and the next album that came out was Sgt. Pepper. So I really think this is the beginning of the psychedelic movement. Interesting story with this song is that they used little loops of tape. You know, you have to realize that this is 1966. At the time, you know, there was no digital recording. They used tape. And what they did was they took these little loops of tape and recorded different sounds on them, little violin sounds and, you know, orchestral sounds, the sounds of birds, all these random sounds. And they fed them, put them all into different tape players and had them just play on a loop, just constantly playing over and over and over again. And they attached different, they attached them all to this central console. And each tape player had a different volume knob. And the bass for this song, the central core is John Lennon's voice, Ringo's drumming, and Paul McCartney's bass playing. If you notice, there's not really rhythm guitar going through it. It's just drums, bass, and John singing. And to form everything else, they literally turned up volume knobs, randomly turned up and turned down volume knobs on the different tape players to see what kind of a sound they could get. And it's the kind of thing that could never be replicated. You can never replicate that song exactly because it was done at random. It was just, let's turn this one up, turn that one up, let's see what we get. And they kept doing it until they got an interesting combination of sounds that they liked. I love that kind of experimental stuff. And then the guitar solo in the middle, what George Harrison decided was that he wanted it to sound backwards, but he didn't want to just play random notes and see how it sounded backwards. He knew what he wanted it to sound like. He just wanted it to have the effect of sounding backwards. So what he did was he mapped out what he wanted the guitar solo to sound like and recorded it. Then he played it backwards. And he learned it backwards. He learned how to play the notes in reverse order. So then he played it himself on his guitar with the notes in reverse order and then played that backwards. So what you end up with is the notes in forward order but sounding backwards, having the reverse sound. So very smart. I mean, it's kind of confusing to even think about it. I hope I didn't confuse it too much in the way I explained it, but really interesting, really, really interesting to me. And that's the beginning of psychedelia. So that was the Beatles song of the week. The next song is by another one of my favorite groups called Cream, with Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker on drums, and Jack Bruce on bass. Three guys. And this song is from their reunion album. They did a couple of shows at the Royal Albert Hall in London and then at Madison Square Garden here in New York in 2005. I was not able to score tickets to that. It was very hard to get into because it was only a couple of shows. And it wasn't a tour. It was just two or three nights in London and two or three nights here, and that was it. So this song is from the album that came out of the Royal Albert Hall concerts. And this song is called Outside Woman Blues. I love good blues music, and this is just that. This is just great blues down to its core. And I love Eric Clapton, the way he plays the blues and sings the blues. Amazing. So here's a little blues rock for you. Cream with Outside Woman Blues.
Lose your women too. Wipe a pee at home, cooking your food, doing your dirt, buddy, what you trying to do?
Outside Woman Blues by Cream. A good blues song. Believe it or not, a good blues song can actually make me feel good. I love the blues. It mellows me out, relaxes me. Whenever I'm feeling tense, I can put on a good blues song and just feel better. Not the tension just goes away. It's a really good release. I love playing the blues on the guitar too. It's a great feeling just to jam out and just get all your stress and anxiety out on the guitar or listening to someone else do it. It's just a great way to relax for me. And it works every time. It really does. So, and that's one of my favorites to relax to. Another thing that really makes me feel good is a ballad. And this is a great ballad. It's by the great Carl Perkins, who everyone knows for writing Blue Suede Shoes and That's All Right, Mama, those kind of songs. Those are Carl Perkins songs. They were made famous by people like Elvis, but Carl Perkins was the writer, and he recorded them first. And he was a great artist of the great Sun Records, which was one of the big record labels of the time. Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Cash and even Elvis were on Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee. And a lot of great music came out of that time and out of that place. And Carl Perkins was among them. One of the last albums he put out before he died was called Go Cat Go. And he got together with different artists, friends of his, and recorded songs with them. His own songs that they wanted to do with him, or in some cases, an original song, and this is one of those cases. He got together with George Harrison and did this song called Distance Makes No Difference with Love. Kind of sappy, sure, but a beautiful song, really genuinely beautiful song, and I can't get enough of it. There's another song he did with Paul McCartney called My Old Friend on that same album, and one of these days I'm going to play that because that's another beauty. But for now, let's go with Distance Makes No Difference with Love by Carl Perkins and George Harrison.
While I'm over there, you'll be over here, but we're in love, so have no fear, 'cause distance makes no difference, girl, with love. Or that same bedroom that shines on you, it's the same shining on you.
makes no difference, girl, with love. So let's dream.
Beautiful song, Distance Makes No Difference with Love, by Carl Perkins and George Harrison. Unspeakable beauty in that song, really. And I don't mind saying that. I'm man enough to say that I love that song because it's sappy. And I just love it. It's just, there are certain things, there are certain songs that I'm just not afraid to say I love them, even though they're sad and they're slow or romantic or anything like that. It's just intrinsically beautiful, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I love it. Now, a song that I thought I had played before, but I went back and checked my records, and I can't find it anywhere, so I'm going to go ahead and play it now. Dream On by Aerosmith. I was almost sure that I'd played this before, because when I went to see the American Idol tour over the summer, Michael Johns sang this, and he did just a phenomenal job with it. I meant to play it on the podcast, but I guess for one reason or another, I just never got around to it. And I'm going to play it now, because it's been in my head again lately, and I just think it merits playing, even though most people know it. So here is Aerosmith with Dream On.
Dream On.
A rock classic, Dream On by Aerosmith. Great, great vocals by Steven Tyler. So soulful, so full of life, that I think it's a great way to close out the show. When I intended to play it before, I was going to use it as a closer. So I'm glad I was able to do it now. Just phenomenal, and leaves you with such a great feeling. Leaves you wanting more of Frank's Music Free For All podcast. I guess we'll just have to go back and listen to old episodes or wait for the next one, which, speaking of which, that's actually a good place to say that the next episode of Frank's Music Free For All podcast will be a Christmas special. I'm hoping to have it out on December 23rd or 24th, so you can listen to it as you're preparing for Christmas. And it's going to be an all Christmas music show, as I did the last time. I wasn't podcasting. I was kind of taking hiatus last Christmas. But in 2006, I did a Christmas episode, and then that went over very well. So I'm going to do it again. And then following that, I hope to have a New Year's special. We'll have more news on that next time. But I'm going to have a guest. I have a guest all lined up. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you'll enjoy it. So come back in a couple of weeks for the Frank Music Free For All podcast Christmas special 2008. Until then, I want to remind you to send me comments and feedback at frankpodcast.tk, where you can leave me comments and download the episodes and the playlist to go with them. Playlists are now included in the feed, by the way, so when you subscribe in iTunes or another podcatcher, you will get the PDF files with the songs listed. Then there's also frankpodcast@gmail.com, frankpodcast, the AIM screen name, and twitter.com/frankpodcast. Don't forget to check out frankramblings.tk, where that's my personal blog, and I just highlight items that I think are interesting, news stories and things that I want to rant about. I just recently did a blog about Superman and Batman in comic books and in movies. So please check it out. People have been leaving comments, which makes me happy, so please come and join in on that. And please remember to come back for the Christmas special, which will be out in time for Christmas Eve. I am not really sure if I'll have it out, if I want to have it out on December 23rd or Christmas Eve itself, but you will have it in time to listen on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But that's all there is for today. I hope you had fun. I did. And you'll hear from me again on Christmas Eve. Bye.